WJ4CEL KQ4GIV.
SWJ.
Scott, KN4TFW. How are you doing this morning?
How about yourself, Ken?
Well, over here, going in for a Friday. Finally.
I think Fridays are good. Friday to play on the ham radio today, so I'm going to be doing, trying to set up them and all that today, so.
Yeah, there should be some good contests coming up this weekend.
Yeah. Works out. I've had to work a good bit this week while I'm off, supposedly. But, you know, it's all right. It hasn't been too bad.
Here in New York, their mayor's trying to make it where you can't hardly go to that city anymore.
That is interesting, some of the things that are going on there. I'm scheduled to go there in a month. Probably sooner than that, though.
Make it like New Orleans was just a couple of blocks of the tourist section in the good part of town, and then the rest of it is going to be potluck once you get.
That's me. I'm all over that city. I go from top to bottom, left to right, all over. When I'm there, I'm like a local, so.
Pictures I've been seeing them. Trash everywhere and that. Is it really like that, or is that just in certain parts?
It's like certain parts and whatnot. You know, it just depends on where you're at and where you go and stuff like that. But, some places there's trash here and there, trash around and stuff like that. But, some parts are pretty clean. It just depends.
I guess it's been 50 years or better since I've been up there.
In a lot of the big cities and stuff that I've traveled to, people just don't care and throw trash everywhere and stuff like that. It really just depends on, you know, what part of the city you're in and whatnot, and how much people care. Cool, but people also have capacity to be really, really big jerks, too.
That's about everywhere, right? You got good people, and then you got bad people.
Why do people so often choose to be the jerk side instead of the cool side?
Somebody to tell you good morning up there?
Well, I try to be the kind that go around and say good morning to people and whatnot, and it shocks the heck out of people when I do sometimes.
It's not the norm, right? Peter's doing a lot better today.
Down the last few days, so I haven't heard. But those guys up in Gatlinburg, man, they talk a lot on their repeaters. On the radio when I travel and listen out and get on local repeaters and talk to people. But they've got there's some sort of linked repeater network up in Gatlinburg, and there was a guy from Gaffney talking on it. So whatever the link network is, it must extend down at least to Gaffney. I don't know what link.
Usually when we travel, I just usually put it on 5-2, you know, in case somebody asks me and that wants to talk or whatever, but usually I'm with my wife and that, so I don't usually talk on it too much.
Switch it to Bluetooth headset and listen to it in my ear so that I don't annoy her when she gets tired of listening to it on the speaker in the car. So
that I have checked into that Mount Mitchell net before when I was over in, you know, passing through Knoxville.
I swear you can check into that from anywhere in the southeast.
He has a big footprint. He's tuning out for just camping.
Absolutely. All the extended family and stuff like that. My wife's side of the family.
AN4 TFW.
We did a show and some stuff like that. It was a lot of fun.
Back up there and just, you know, visit a few shops and just chill out. But man, every time you go up there, the traffic's so bad.